bugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play. Make up, break up, everything is shake up, yes, it had to be that way. Sebastian has all for me spoonful. Just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at. Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass. Oh, agents can't be trusted, and then she wants to go to the sea. Cass can't make it, she says we'll have to fake it. We knew she'd come eventually. Greasing on American Express cars,
but keeping out the heat small.
The obvious vibrations in our imaginations can't go on indefinitely. And California dreaming is becoming a
the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Anti-ICE demonstrators closed roadways and set fire to driverless cars during a third night of violent protests in Los Angeles. Police Chief Jim McDonald.
We've seen people with hammers breaking the bollards behind the federal building and taking the rocks, if you will, or pieces of concrete and throwing them at officers. We've had liquid of who knows what description thrown at officers.
The protesters upset over President Trump's decision to override Governor Newsom and send in the National Guard.
If we see danger to our country and to our citizens will be very, very strong in terms of law and order. It's about law and order.
Mayor Karen Bass.
I was hoping to prevent this situation from happening. I was trying to encourage the administration that if they deployed the National Guard in Los Angeles, it would create a sense of chaos. It's the last thing our city needs.
The president says he may send the Marines in next. Word this morning, police in San Francisco have arrested 60 anti-ICE demonstrators there. Mr. Trump's travel ban kicks in today. CBS's Torian Small.
The White House is certainly saying it's necessary. This new travel ban will essentially ban travel to 12 countries and partially restricting travels to about seven others. The idea behind this, according to White House officials, is to tighten immigration controls because they say this is a national security concern.
Ukraine is reporting an unprecedented Russian attack. Correspondent Elaine Cobb is at the foreign desk.
Kyiv says Russia launched nearly 500 drones overnight in the biggest bombardment of its type since the war began 3 years ago. Ukraine's Air Force says it destroyed more than two-thirds of them mid-flight. It also said it took out 19 of 20 missiles fired at different targets in the western center of the country.
Greta Thunberg and other activists were on an aid boat filled with food and baby formula bound for Gaza when Israeli forces seized the vessel today for violating a long-standing blockade. They honored the best of Broadway at New York's Radio City Music Hall last night.
The Tony Award goes to... maybe happy ending.
The show about some helper robots won Best Musical on CBS. Reporter Matt Wolf has more.
Tony Awards host Cynthia Erivo bought the jokes.
George Clooney, things are going your way.
No wins, though, for his work in Good Night and Good Luck. That award for Best Actor in a Play going to Cole Escola for Oh, Mary, the comedy about Abraham and Mary Todd Lincoln.
George and John and Harry and Daniel and Louis, it's an honor to be in your company.
Other winners, Nicole Scherzinger and Sarah Snook. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Seven people were injured in a Racine County rollover crash early yesterday. It happened at the intersection of McKee Road and Sunnyside Drive in the town of Dover. Kansasville Fire and Rescue got there first and found one person trapped inside of an SUV, with the others able to get out on their own. Several were taken to the hospital. The Racine County Sheriff's Office is investigating the crash. To cut costs, UW Parkside is consolidating. University officials say they hope to save up to $300,000 by merging its four academic colleges into one single college. That'll eliminate hundreds of thousands in administrative expenses. The change, approved by the Faculty Senate, is a response to falling enrollment and financial pressures. A new senior vice provost and dean will lead the merged college. Racine is gearing up for a week of Juneteenth celebrations. The parade will end the week Saturday. It'll start at 11 downtown and end at the Bryant Community Center. Organizers say the event is open to all, and they expect up to 3,000 people to join in on the festivities. There are other Juneteenth events this week. There's more on the city's website. Public input can be put forward tonight in Racine. What's called the Community Development Block Grant Advisory Board convenes. Matters like federal grant allocation and bike racks are on an agenda. Read all about that committee and how you can get involved online. Go deeper at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Chill out this summer with unbeatable deals at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, your go-to destination for selection, service, convenience, and serious savings. Beat the heat with a sizzling summer special. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Perfect for keeping your drinks frosty on the go. Whether you're stepping inside or cruising through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's has everything you need to keep moving. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, right at the corner of 31 and Spring in Racine.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers open a series against the Atlanta Braves in Milwaukee. The crew losing a close one yesterday, 1-0 to the San Diego Padres. Freddie Peralta allowed just one hit, no runs, through six innings, 90 pitches, and thought about going back out in the seventh.
For 1 second, I was thinking about it to come back, but same time, we took the decision that it was good enough for the day and just to bring somebody else.
So Rob Zastrzynski took over in the seventh, and Manny Machado knocked one out of the park on him. That was the ball game. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, it was a decision that, you know, we had to talk to Freddie first, see how he felt. He was out of gas. Could we have pushed him into it? I'm sure he would have done it for us. But you don't do that this time of the year.
In golf, the team of Darren Clark and Thomas Bjorn, the winners at the American Family Championship at TPC Wisconsin. Steve Stricker's team in second place, but says he's looking at a possible MRI for some injuries. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
To mostly cloudy today with an isolated shower or thundershower possible early to mid-afternoon. Our high right around 65. Tonight mostly clear. We'll drop to 55 tomorrow. Sunny and a bit warmer with a high of 72 by Wednesday. Sunshine with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 57.
I gotta tell you what, it's a different mentality, man. When you get in a fight when you're in your early 20s, it's a different thing going through your head, right? How old are you? 21. You can tell you're 21 because you have that 21-year-old, the puffiness that happens. Right? But when you get a fight when you're in your early 20s, this guy's age, all you're thinking is, all right, I'm going to crush this guy, sleep with her, then maybe get a burrito. It, like, doesn't... Right? It doesn't throw off the rest of your evening. My age and about to get in a fight, the only thing I'm thinking is, all right, what's my deductible? I don't know if I'm covered in this state.
Hey, you know what it's time for? It's our statewide Scotty Civic Media Text to Win contest here at WRJN. Now, I gave you warnings to download the Civic Media app. If you haven't done so, do it now. Go to your app store, download the Civic Media app. Look on the list of radio stations we own. There's like 11,000 of them there. You'll find WRJN. Click on it and download this keyword this hour. The keyword is lawn. L-A-W-N, lawn. Download that keyword and send it to me right now. We're playing for $100 cash this hour. And also, whether you win the $100 or not, doesn't matter, because you're also entered in to win a vacation getaway to the Wisconsin Dells and also the Door County. Look at that, coming in already. Look at that. All right, so download the Civic Media app, look for WRJ and click on that, and... send the keyword again thing. Send the keyword, text it to us, lawn, L-A-W-N, and go for $100 cash in those vacation giveaways. I'll repeat it throughout the hour, so in case you missed it. Did he say lawn? I can't remember. I'll repeat it for you, okay? So do it right now. Win some nice prizes. 7-Eleven. She's been waiting and waiting and waiting, and Myra Fox is here for Saints Festival. Now, this is the first year you're calling St. Rita's Festival for Saints. Get close to that microphone.
All right.
I want to hear every word you have to say. Is this the first year it's called Four Saints?
It's the first year we're the Four Saints Family Festival.
Yeah.
And it's a result of a collaboration effort for the Northwest Parishes for Racine. So we have St. Rita's, but then St. Louis, St. Paul the Apostle, and St. Mary by the Lake all joining together.
But it's still on Douglas Avenue at St. Rita's, right?
Correct.
Okay.
St. Rita's has the infrastructure for it. We have the electric, we have the ground space, the parking, the whole thing.
Wow. Okay. Now, for family, for people that, I've been there before many times, for people that haven't, this is a whole, it's carnival, it's fun, it's all family oriented.
Correct.
And so give us a rundown of what people
will
see. All
right, so what we have going, everything, we have free entertainment, free parking, free admission. So those are kind of our big sellers this year. We have amusement rides by Rainbow Valley Rides that starts at 4 o'clock on Friday.
Yeah, they do a lot. They do a lot of carnivals and so forth. They're
correct.
Trustworthy.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just coming down from Milwaukee. They're setting up today. We also have two stages of entertainment, so we've brought back two stages. We had lost one with the COVID world, but now that we're back and running. So two different stages, a little bit different entertainment on each one, and a ton of food. Homemade Italian specialties. Our ladies from the parishes come in and they make everything. They've been making them the last 2 weeks. Meatballs, sausage, they have the secret recipe where you sniff a little bit and say, oh, it needs a pinch of this, it needs a pinch of that. So it's really kind of a cool process to watch.
No, I happened to notice, and I couldn't help but notice, you didn't bring any samples in.
I did not. Don't share with me. I have to wait like everybody else.
I just can't help but know. It's conspicuous by its absence. Okay, so give us the dates, the times. Now, it's a three-day festival, right?
Three-day festival starting this Friday. Again, rides start at 4. The grounds will open at 5, and we go until 11 o'clock on Friday. Saturday is noon to 11. And Sunday, we go noon until 8 o'clock.
Now, how did COVID affect this festival? You had to cancel it?
We did shut down in 2020. We were closed, but then brought it back kind of on a reduced scale just because we didn't know how many people would be coming back, 21, 22. And it's been growing. And again, we're able to bring it back to a full festival with multiple stages.
Isn't that weird? COVID's 5 years ago.
It is.
Remember what that world was like? People are, those were fun times. They're very nostalgic about it. I wasn't nostalgic. I didn't like being cooped up in my house. And you look outside in the streets, very few cars were out there. It's kind of creepy. And then you turn on the news and it was just horrible news about it. People say, oh, I'm very nostalgic for that. What are you nostalgic about?
Right,
it's horrible
right.
And everything. You're getting tested. Then you get the positive. You go, oh, no. And it turns out. I had COVID. It lasted a bit. I felt really awful for a day, and then it got better and better. And
that was pretty much my experience, too.
Yeah, and neighbors got it.
Was down for a couple days, and then we're all good.
Yeah, I know, but wow. But we closed down the world, all the festivals. They didn't close down Fourth Fest, though. the Fourth Fest Parade. Do you remember what they did that year?
I do not.
Okay. Now, I live on Main Street, so I know what they did. They had a car coming down the street with a speaker on it. It could have been a truck. With a speaker saying, the parade's coming, the parade's coming, the parade's coming. And they had the Calliope come down, the guy out, and that was it.
All right. That's why I don't remember it. There wasn't a lot.
You know what they did, though? They made it so they could say it's been continuous for all these years.
Okay.
And the New York Times did that once when there was a newspaper strike in New York and all the papers shut down. The New York Times printed one page and they can still say the most continuous running newspaper in America because they printed that one page every day during the strike. Just put some news on it and they didn't distribute it. They just put it out and a couple of sheets, but they can say it. So that's why. That's why you could do, if you stay open, even for like 1 hour, you can say you're continuous, huh?
So we should have had our festival for a day and or an hour.
Not even that. just go spin the Ferris wheel one spin.
There you go.
Now, I will tell you, when I was in high school, the National Honor Society got to run the school carnival. And we had the Ferris wheels. We had all the rides of a carnival on the grounds. It was the senior carnival for the senior class. And they let the kids run the rides. And I had to take the money at this dark gate on the other side of the school, you know. But could you imagine letting high school seniors run rides? I think they had professionals watching them, but still.
That would be a little scary.
Yeah, but
didn't know any better then, huh?
They do it every... I didn't arrange it. I told you, I was on the back gate. There was a drive-in theater, and there was a crossover, a little stream... And people were coming in. I had to collect the money there, but there were no lights. It was pitch dark and very scary. So that's why, because I was tall and they figured, well, no one's going to mess with him.
That's why we bring in professionals to do
it. Yeah, that's good. Okay, you have games?
We have games for the kids. We even are going to have a mermaid, some acrobats, some clowns.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
A little bit of everything going on.
What are the hours for this?
Hours. So on Friday, we are 5 to 11. Saturday is going to be noon until 11 p.m. And on Sunday, we go noon to 8. At 7:30 is our big raffle drawings for 35 different baskets. And the
I'm looking at that here.
Prize.
Yeah, 35 baskets.
We have a top prize of $1,500, but we actually give out, I believe it's 8 or 10 different prizes.
Chance to win $1,500.
Yes.
A lot of money. Wow. That is a lot of money.
And in our basket raffle this year, someone has donated some Packer tickets. So come on down just for your chance for that, if nothing else.
Sinatra music from the 60s.
Yes.
That's live?
That'll be live. We have Josh Quinn comes in, and he does a show with, he does his Sinatra from the 60s.
Doobie-doobie-doo.
Absolutely. He does an amazing job with it. He's got his hat. He has the whole routine.
That's live. That's what all the people say. Oh, that's good stuff. I like that. Got the wristband rides. Look at this.
Wristband ride special Saturday and Sunday for $25. Ride all you want from noon to 4.
What's the mermaid?
Is a mermaid. They bring a mermaid in. She tells
like in
some
water?
Stories, some jokes. No, she comes in a wheelchair, believe it or not.
Okay, all right. Well, she can't walk if she's got a mermaid.
She doesn't have legs, so they bring her in a wheelchair, and she is part of the Dinder Brothers Circus.
This looks like a lot of fun.
It usually is. We're going to have a meat raffle with some using your sausages, interesting shapes of sausages. We have them looking like a beer bottle and a football.
You know, the meat raffles. I go to this other festival in Kenosha, and it goes on all day and all night, these meat raffles.
Yep.
And it's just people just buying tons of meat. And where do you get the meat from?
In our kit, we're getting from Usingers this year.
Oh, yeah, you're going right to the source.
Yep, right to the source, to the manufacturer. And they were able to give us a deal, and somebody helped out with purchasing some of it for us. So it'll be fun.
We've got three different prizes. These are tough to put together, these festivals.
It's hundreds of hours, long before the festival tents ever go up.
Oh, yeah. It's like the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade when they do that. They say the parade's over Thursday afternoon. Friday morning, we start on next year's, because that's an undertaking. So you do something like that, too. You get started real early.
Oh, yeah. We start real early. I always tell everybody it takes 13 months out of the year to plan this event.
And how many people you got? How many volunteers you got?
We need about 650 volunteer slots for the weekend.
Now, you also You also need sponsors for the beer barrels?
We allow people, isn't that kind of us, to allow them to be a beer barrel sponsor. For $100, we'll put your name up there, and it helps to offset some of our costs.
On the beer barrel?
Beer barrel. So $100 for a beer barrel sponsor.
Oh, that's not bad.
So and that you can do right on the grounds. Just show up and hand us the money. We'll put your name up.
So how do they contact you with that?
Show up to the festival.
Oh, just show up.
Just show up.
Bring you $100 and you're on there.
Absolutely. We'll put your name up there. Don Rosen, and he sponsored several barrels. It was very kind of him.
The guy who never had a beer in his life. He's going to sponsor a beer. Right. All right, so let's give a wrap up here. Give all the information one more time so people know, because people are coming in and out of the radio all morning long.
All right, so we start on Friday.
Let's start with the name.
It's Four Saints Family Festival on the St. Rita grounds on Douglas Avenue.
Yeah.
So between 3 and 4 Mile Road. We have a fish fry on Friday.
Oh, you mentioned that.
I didn't get that far yet.
Okay.
We have the fish fry on Friday. That starts at 5 o'clock. That'll be $15 for the full fish dinner. We have the rides going. They begin at 4 o'clock on Friday. We have a bands on Friday, and that includes, I want to make sure I get them right, classic rock with Buzzard and then some southern rock with Southbound. We also have Sinatra from the 60s. So we have two different stages of entertainment.
Dooby-dooby-doo.
Amen. On Saturday, the grounds open at noon to 11. We have the wristband ride special, $25, ride all you want. There'll be all sorts of incredible food to eat, homemade Italian specialties, along with your basic, we call it our American food. We'll have corn roasts from Brzezinski's. We also have hamburgers, hot dogs, brats, etc. There we will have Elvis will be there. We have Mean Jake and Bad Boy headlining, along with Katie Todd and Jimmy LaRose, and Kids Entertainment with the Mermaid and the Acrobats from Dinner Brothers.
So you found the real Elvis, huh?
We did. His name is Elvis Aaron Prince.
Wow, so you found the real Elvis. Okay, good.
We found a real Elvis.
Because people have been looking for him since 1977 or 78, and you found him.
We found him, so come find him on Saturday at the Four Saints Family Festival. On Sunday, we do have our half chicken dinner, the roasted chicken. They roast it right out on the spits on the grounds. That's also $15 for the whole thing. And the wristband ride special goes on again another day.
All right, starts this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the Four Saints Family Festival. Otherwise known as St. Rita's Festival. This is where
we're formerly St. Rita's.
Formerly St. Rita's. And it's right there on Douglas Avenue. You can't miss it driving up Douglas because you can see the Ferris wheel, the rides, and everything.
Correct.
There. That should be a lot of fun.
It should. And if anyone wants to help out, we're always taking volunteers. So.
All right. You get a free ride on the Ferris wheel if you have a volunteer?
Well, we can work out something.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you, Myra.
You bet.
We appreciate it. It's 722 Local News. Time to hit WRJN. Let's give you that keyword once again in our Scotty Summer Civic Media Statewide Text to Win Contest. Are you ready? Here it is. It's Lawn, L-A-W-N, Lawn. Text that keyword to us. Download the Civic Media app. Look for WRJN. Click on WRJN. And just text that keyword, Lawn. You're in the running for $100. Also, vacation getaways to the Dells and Door County. So do it right now before you forget. And right now, we've got Pete with the Beats.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Starting July 1st, you can take even more time getting to your seat at the movies. That is, if you're going to AMC theaters. The Hollywood Reporter says commercials will start playing before movies, along with coming attractions. The theater chain set up a deal with National Cinemedia. With commercials, the Dolby surround sound ads, theater etiquette ads, and previews, you actually have time to watch another movie on your phone before your featured attraction starts. But use headphones, please. Otherwise, it would be rude. Sydney Sweeney has been in the news quite a bit lately. She's now part of a new thriller, and not the kind that involves her selling her bathwater. She and Julianne Moore have teamed up in a new thriller called Echo Valley. Moore plays a divorced single mom raising her daughter, played by Sweeney, who is running with the wrong crowd and has a drug problem, which causes her and her mom to go broke. Might have to use some of that soap money. The film is directed by BAFTA winner Michael Pierce and drops on Apple TV June 13th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Time for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story, brought to you every day by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha, 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Kenosha's family tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements, homemade candles, and premium chocolates. Paul coming up in just 30 seconds.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's House. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. Saturdays.
The rest of the story. When this century was still young, there was an automobile manufacturer in Indianapolis, Indiana, the Marmon Automotive Company. And one day, in 1910, Marmon executives learned of plans for a brand new auto race. A race 500 miles long, a super event to be held in Indianapolis on Memorial Day of the following year. Now, there's no way the Marmon Company nor any other car maker might have anticipated the full significance of this first ever Indianapolis 500. Still, Marmon recognized the potential promotional advantage should one of their race cars win the race. So Marmon Automotives turned to their chief engineer, Ray Haroon, and they said, "Ray, you were a champion race car driver before you came to work for us." They said, "Ray, we really want one of our cars to win this new 500-mile race." They said, "Ray," they said, "we want you to design the fastest race car in the world, and we want you behind the wheel next Memorial Day." Ray said, "Okay." He said, "I have just the design in mind." He said, "All of the race cars these days are two-seaters, one seat for the driver, one seat for the riding mechanic riding backward." He said, "Those race drivers think they need a mechanic to ride with them during the race." Ray said, "I don't need a mechanic to ride with me." He said, "I'm going to eliminate that second seat. I'm going to get rid of the riding mechanic, and that race car minus that 180-pound mechanic is going to be easier on the tires. It's going to be the fastest thing you ever saw." Ray's employers gave him the go-ahead. Ray designed his super-fast, single-seater race car. The Marmon Company built it, and along came Memorial Day 1911, the first-ever Indianapolis 500 Speedway race. But guess what happened? When the other race drivers saw that Ray had no mechanic riding with him, they objected. They said Ray has to have a riding mechanic, if only to warn him of cars approaching from behind. And these other drivers objected so strongly that it appeared as though Ray might be disqualified. According to all of the other drivers, Ray had to have a second man in the safety seat, as they called it, to warn him of cars approaching from the rear. Ray said, "I can hear the other cars coming." But his competitor said, "No, that's not good enough." Now the big race is just hours away. Necessity was the father of invention. Ray did the only thing that he could do. He invented something, and that something worked. And that Memorial Day, in the year 1911, Ray Haroon, with no mechanic, riding along. Ray, the only lone racer in that first ever Indy 500, traveling at an average speed of 74.4 miles an hour, won the race. Ray got the glory, his car company got the prestige, and because he, Ray, determined to race alone, had spontaneously devised something to keep him from being disqualified, you won in that race also. Because that's when the world of automotives received its first ever rear view mirror. And now you know the rest of the story.
Paul Harvey and the rest of the story every weekday morning at 7:25 and also at 12:05 with Dan Marcus here at WRJN. Don't forget our special keyword in our Scotty Summer Civic Media statewide text to win contest is lawn, L-A-W-N. What you do is download the Civic Media app, look for WRJN, and text us the keyword lawn, L-A-W-N. You're in the running for $100 this morning. Also, win or lose the 100, you're still in the running for the getaways we have to the Dells and Door County. So get that keyword to us right now. You have till 8 o'clock to do it. It's exactly 7:30 on the noggin. Let's check our morning news. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An SUV rolled over in Racine County early yesterday. It happened in the town of Dover, and 7 people were injured. 5 people were taken to the hospital, while 2 others were treated at the scene and released. Authorities say none of the injuries were life-threatening. The cause is under investigation. The motorcyclist who died in a Friday afternoon crash in Racine County has not yet been identified. Witnesses say the motorcycle was passing vehicles on Highway 20 in Dover when it left the road and hit poles along the road. And Kenosha County is shifting its strategy against the opioid crisis. A statement from the county executive says she's dissolving the opioid settlement advisory panel and moving towards taking action. The panel's final report came back saying those impacted by addiction need housing, transportation, and job support. County leaders say the transition from panel to progress will streamline efforts to disperse settlement money. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
The high price for beef cattle have a lot of dairy operators thinking twice about the animals they'll keep. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Cody Koster is one of the dairy analysts with EverAg. He said this is a trend the dairy industry's been watching for months now. And he said there's currently a lot of money on the table for dairy operators that want to give up some of their heifers and baby calves. And they are.
This is, it's just kind of caught everyone off guard on how expensive some of these prices have gotten and how much beef the world is actually eating as far as protein goes. And if you look at the heifer shortage, it kind of makes sense as we roll forward. If there's less heifers to produce milk and a lot of them are getting bred more to the Angus type animal, I mean, there's folks that have said, hey, we can make a lot of money, more money off of some of these cows, these heifers that are going to calve. You're talking almost $6,000 by the time it calves. So you sell the heifer and the calf right there, and you've made quite a bit of money off of two of those animals right there.
Cody Koster, a dairy analyst with EverAg. He also notes that with the loss of those heifers and baby calves to the beef market, we should expect a milk slump, possibly as soon as this fall. Markets in overnight electronic trade on a Monday morning, not slumping, a little bit mixed. I've got details next.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
No change in barrel cheese on Friday. The 40-pound block cheese dropped 6 1/4 to 185 and 3/4. Double A butter finished the week down 1/4 at 255 and a half. This morning, July corn's up a penny. December new crop down a penny at 448. July soybeans currently 2.5 cents higher. November is up a penny and a half at 1038. July wheat, that's a penny and a half higher, 556. The July Class 3 milk that goes into cheese right now, nickel lower, 1879 a hundredweight. There's a quick market snapshot on a Monday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
To mostly cloudy today with an isolated shower or thundershower possible early to mid-afternoon. Our high right around 65. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 55 tomorrow. Sunny and a bit warmer with a high of 72 by Wednesday. Sunshine with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Wouldn't that be a cool way to get rich? Just finding treasure? It's not like the lottery, you know what I mean? It's treasure. I would be so cocky if I found treasure. Oh my gosh, I'd wear the crown all the time. Carry around a little scepter. Just bossing people around. Stop. Okay, you can go. Relax. Relax. You're good. Everyone's like, what's his problem? I'd carry like the goblet around with me all the time, this drink from a big goblet. Go out to the bar with it. What's up, dude? Can I get a rum and coke? Yeah, oh, you can put it in my goblet. Yeah, that's real gold. I found treasure, whatever. And I was like, oh. So cocky. My landlord would come to my apartment and be like, Nick. Yeah, Nick, the rent's due. It's $800. I'm like, $800? Really? That's a lot. Let's see, do you have change for a, whoa, a ruby? Wow, that is big. Yeah, don't call me anymore. That'd be great. You keep that ruby.
Goes on, the beat goes on, drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain, la-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da, Charleston was once the rage, goes on. The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. To war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a going faster all the time. Goes on, the beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat
goes on. Sonny and Cher, the beat goes on. Local news, time to sit to WRJN. Showers and thunderstorms likely today with a high near 68. Chance of more tonight. Lows around 53. Sunny with a high near 73 tomorrow. Right now, kind of a muted sunshine out there. Yeah, a little bit muted. 58 degrees at Radio Park. Don't forget, we're in the midst of our Scotty Summer Civic Media statewide text to win contest right now. Download the Civic Media app if you haven't done so already. Click on WRJN on the list of radio stations and text the keyword LAWN, L-A-W-N, this hour. You're in the running for $100. Win or lose the 100, you're still in the running. For all the entries are in the running for a getaway to the Dells or Door County. So text that keyword LAWN, L-A-W-N, right now. You have till 8 o'clock to do it. Then it's over. Then you have to wait till 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. for some more keywords here at WRJN. Hey, here's an amazing story. A Jersey Mike's employee in Florida helped rescue a woman who was being held against her will last week. Eleanor Coffey found a crumpled up piece of paper in the bathroom. This happened last Tuesday. It said it looked like trash, but she opened it up and it was a help me note. It had an address on it and asked whoever found it, please send the cops. Eleanor and her manager immediately called 911. Police showed up at the address, rescued the woman, and arrested her captor, a 34-year-old guy named Jordan Williams. They say he had at least two domestic violence incidents before, but it sounds like he's going away for a long, long time, and the young lady is safe. Thanks to Eleanor Coffey, who was smart enough and fast enough to open that note and call the police. Whoa! What a story, huh? Good for her. Talk about a hero. You never know where the next hero's coming from. Beat it, Paul and Mary, blowing in the wind. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN.
How many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer. Must a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? My friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears must one man have before can hear people cry? How many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
There you go, Peter, Paul, and Mary, blowing in the wind. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. All right, I used to hate the month of August when I was a kid because all the local department stores started there having their back-to-school sales. I mean, I just got off a month and a half before, and already we're talking back-to-school. But it's worse now. Families across the country are already preparing for back-to-school shopping because they're worried about the upcoming price increases and shortages. So most of the schools aren't even done with school yet, and we're talking about back-to-school already. Boy, that would depress me. Yesterday, these are the Beatles at WRJN.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly.
Yesterday, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Paul McCartney, in an interview once, said that was his favorite song, the most favorite he ever did. Now, if you know, and you ever seen on the record labels or whatever, the writing credits always went to Lennon-McCartney. John Lennon's name was first, followed by Paul McCartney's Lennon-McCartney. He wanted that one song to switch to McCartney-Lennon. It just meant something to him. It didn't mean any less money, royalties, or anything, but he had to go to Yoko Ono to get this approved because she controls everything John Lennon. So he said, this one song means something special to me. Can we just reverse the order saying McCartney Lennon? It means not one penny less of royalties to you. Could you do that? And Yoko said, no. She wouldn't let him do it. Paul McCartney very rarely says anything negative about anybody, but he's got a lot of negative things to say about Yoko Ono. He says, and they're still business partners, so they have to meet at business meetings, and he says, she is just... she's a trip to work with, but she wouldn't let him switch that one name on that song to McCartney Lennon. At 7:48, locally, it was timeless hit to WRJN. Showers and thunderstorms likely today. Highs near 68. Right now, we do have some sunshine. It's 58 degrees here at Radio Park. Last time I'm going to tell you this. All right, our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest from Civic Media and WRJN. Download the Civic Media app if you haven't done so already. Look on the list of radio stations. You'll find WRJN on there. And text the keyword lawn. Is that the keyword this summer? Let me just double check. Yeah, lawn. L-A-W-N. L-A-W-N. Text that keyword. We're playing for $100. And whether or not you win the 100, it doesn't, you know, you're still in the running for the main prizes, whether you win that or not. You're in the running for some getaways to the Dells and also Door County. So what you do is text that keyword to us right now.
At Hospice Alliance, not all volunteers work directly with our patients. Some help with special projects, office work, mailings, check-in phone calls, and much more. Anything you want to do, Hospice Alliance has a volunteer role for you. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
Racine, get ready. Charlie's Cheesesteaks is opening the first week of June at 4700 Washington Avenue to serve up flavor and opportunity. From sizzling cheesesteaks and that good old summertime lemonade to wash it down, Charlie's favorites are coming to town. They can't do it without you. Now hiring cooks and cashiers who bring the heat and hospitality. Send your resume to charlies2778@gmail.com and join the team. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, joining the neighborhood with great food and great people.
Hot weather is on the way, so make sure you're cool all summer long and call Building Waters Heating and Cooling today to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, just $59, and the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that you're in tip-top shape for the hot weather ahead. They're your one-stop shop. Call them today, 262-989-1001, 262-989-1001, or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Four Saints Family Festival this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on the St. Rita Grounds, 4339 Douglas Avenue in Racine. Free entry, free parking, free entertainment. Everything else you have to pay for.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Local news, timeless sense here at WRJM. Someone asked, what are the worst things a house guest can do? Do you have a lot of house guests come over? I don't. you know, to stay over. But here's the list they gave, the top 10. Let's just do some of them here. Wiping their greasy hands on your sofa, putting their feet on the couch with shoes on, going upstairs into your bedroom without asking, showing up with a dog without asking first, going through your medicine cabinet, walking in the front door without knocking, changing channels on the TV without asking, not taking the hint when it's time to leave, showing up and then asking to stay the night. Wow, who's got house guests like that? I would never let him in the front door. Whoa. 7:55, local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJM with Sweet Baby James Taylor.
When you're down and trouble and you need a helping hand and nothing, oh, nothing is going right, close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know where. Come running, oh yeah, baby, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh, yes, I will see you again. Spring, summer, or fall, yeah. All you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend? People can be so cold. They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Oh, baby, don't you know about winter, spring, summer, or fall? Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. You've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Oh, yeah, yeah, you've got a friend.
James Taylor, you've got a friend. Was that written by Carole King? It was. Yeah. It's 7:59, local news, Tamla's Hits, WRJN. I know it's a Monday morning. I know how you feel.
I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
What? What's this?
Uh-oh. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
All right, it's 8 o'clock.
News and timeless hits, WRJN, receive Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Another night of violent anti-ICE protests in L.A. Demonstrators set cars on fire, closed roadways, and threw things at police to show their anger over immigration raids. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass.
When the LAPD declares an unlawful assembly, they need to leave, not scatter around the city creating violence or graffitiing up buildings. This does not help anything.
Dozens of people have been arrested. Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti.
We are here in downtown Los Angeles. It is completely locked down. You easily have hundreds of police officers staged throughout the area. Thousands of protesters yesterday. They've since been dispersed this morning. The focus today, though, for law enforcement, federal buildings, which has become the target for these protests after the National Guard was sent in yesterday.
CBS's Nicole Killian at the White House.
While top Republicans backed having Marines on standby,